And Linda Santee joins me for Cultural Continuum this week. Hey there, Linda.
Good morning, Steve.
Nice to have you back.
It's great to be here.
And it's great to have all of you listening to Cultural Continuum this morning, beginning with an event. Got underway last night, actually. Lamar's Community Theater, they're doing a fun production of The Addams Family, a new musical comedy. Showtimes are through Sunday, August 26th. Everything is about to change for the ghoulish. The Addams Family, when they're hosting a dinner for Wednesday's normal boyfriend and his parents. Mm. You can go to lamarslive.org for more information on the Addams Family at the Postal Playhouse there.
Okay. And tonight, the Dickinson County Nature Center in Okoboji continues its Nature at Night summer series at 8 p.m. The program is themed Stargazers. I think that's a lovely name. Stargazers.
Yeah, well, it's appropriate for looking at the sky at night.
Hope they have clear skies.
Hopefully, yes. There's been a lot of smoke. Downtown Partners is presenting their first annual art affair. That's tomorrow morning. Well, it starts in the morning and then it goes into the afternoon. Starts at 10 a.m., goes to 3 o'clock. Local artists will be lining up on 7th Street by the Benson Building to display their artwork in a festival-like atmosphere. Think of an art in the park type deal. Mm-hmm. There will also be food trucks, face painters, and live music. Now, if you don't know where exactly that is, it's where Food Truck Fridays is.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the food trucks are going to, I guess, linger.
There you go.
And then bring face painters and lots of art.
It actually sounds like a nice event.
Yeah.
And this, too, is tomorrow and Sunday. The Sergeant Floyd River Museum and Welcome Center are hosting the annual Sergeant Floyd Memorial Encampment tomorrow and Sunday. Explore what life was like in an 1804 living history encampment, featuring reenactors, tents, camp equipment, and firearms like those used by the Lewis and Clark expedition during their stay along the banks of the Missouri River.
Yeah. Those are always cool. You want to see, what are those guys wearing all that buckskin for? Oh, yeah, it's the encampment folks.
Well, and I'm thinking with the guns, I mean, are they going to shoot them? Those got to be kind of rusty old guns, aren't they?
I think they keep them maintained.
I hope so.
The black powder ones, right?
Yeah, probably.
And they make the huge boom sound. The Pearson Golf Course is presenting Golf Stock. That'll be tomorrow morning beginning at 11 o'clock. Golf Stock will have live music, food, and a free 9-hole round of golf. That's a free event, and it's open to the public. Again, that's at the Pearson Golf Course.
Wow. That sounds good. Okay, this one's Saturday also. The Sioux City Arts Center presents The Center of Attention. Oh, and that opens tomorrow.
Right, right.
Artists have a variety of methods for guiding our eyes around the surfaces of their artworks. The wide array of artworks selected for this exhibition will help reveal the variety of visual experiences that are possible when we stare straight ahead.
So you can't look at it from an angle. You have to be right in front of it.
But the thing is, I don't think you're going to get arrested if you look at it from an angle or anything like that.
The art police are going to come.
Hey, kid.
Crack your head.
Get away from the side of that artwork.
Stand in front or just get out. The Northwest Iowa group Sierra Club will be showing a 50-minute documentary film called Reinvent Power, America's Renewable Energy Boom. And that'll be at the Sioux City Public Museum. It'll be shown at the Sioux City Public Museum on Sunday at 2. The film explores various aspects of the clean energy industry from innovation to installation. And you can find the Northwest Iowa group Sierra Club's page on Facebook to learn more about that.
Now listen to this one. Conservation photographer and environmental educator Alex Wiles will present Floodplain Photography, How to Document an Ecosystem. And that's a two-hour interactive workshop this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. Participants will learn about his methods for photographing his floodplain project. He will discuss in detail how to capture detailed images of wildlife on a white background using creative lighting techniques and a variety of equipment.
Swim season is wrapping up for kids, but the Sioux City Parks and Rec Department is opening up Riverside Pool for dogs. So it's the pooch paddle, the annual thing. Small breeds on Monday, August 20th, and then the big dogs get to come play on Tuesday, August 21st. 5 to 7 o'clock both evenings at Riverside Pool only. So don't be bringing your dogs to Lewis trying to get them in. It's just at Riverside. Monday for little ones and Tuesday for big ones, 5 to 7 o'clock, all at Riverside Pool. Go to sioux-city.org to find out more about that.
And Sioux City Arts is
Sioux Center.
Oh my gosh. I am so sorry, Sioux Center. This isn't some Sioux City arts. This is Sioux Center Arts. And so that makes it all the better. It's hosting Arts in the Park Thursday, August 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. in Central Park in Sioux Center, Iowa. There will be musical entertainment in the band shell. Not the Grandview Park band shell, but Sioux Center's band shell.
They have their own.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Exactly. Artist booths, homemade goods, and more, along with the movie showing at 9:30 p.m. I'm sorry, Sioux Center. That'll be fun.
And that's nearly all we have to talk about for this week officially. We do have an event coming up kind of next Friday that I'm just going to delve into because we're short on time, to be quite honest. The Chris O'Leary Band will be performing Friday night at Vanguard Arts. O'Leary's musical background, he was a lead singer and frontman for Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and Grammy Award winner Levon Helm's band. So he's kind of a big deal. The Barnburners will be performing, or he was the head of the Barnburners. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to see Chris O'Leary and his band, go to vanguardarts.com. That is all of the stuff that we have to talk about for this week. If you have something that you would like us to publicize, you can go to our website, kwit.org, and click on the cultural calendar icon and find out all sorts of stuff. And you can submit events there as well. You can also send them via email at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host Linda Santee, I'm Steve Smith, wishing you a very good morning. We're leaving you with music that's appropriate for the Lewis and Clark encampment. Ooh.